Welcome everyone to iloverealestate.tv. You know, it's interesting when you start thinking about doing real estate, because real estate's one of those things that you just don't need to have special education for. You don't need to come from a certain economic status. You don't need to have a special education in anything, because education is part of the process, because there's not really a formal education that you can do out there that will guarantee you that you're going to be successful in real estate. So what the I Love Real Estate community is all about is a practical, no mucking around, educational process to get you going in real estate and make you successful in real estate. And that's what, you know, my students have been doing. What I want to talk about today is the ability to be able to do real estate and do every other part of your life, like have babies, you know, do another job, etc. And I particularly want to talk about real estate and families, and how doing real estate and doing deals is a great thing to combine with having babies in particular. So it's a great thing for women to do. And I want to focus on that today. And I've got one of my star students here. Her name is Brit. She's absolutely gorgeous. And we have in the room, who might make a little bit of noise, we'll see how we go, a beautiful little baby boy. He is 3 months old. His name is Nathaniel. He's absolutely gorgeous. And we're going to talk about how she balances real estate and babies.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, we'll see how we go. He should be going to sleep soon because he is, I'm very blessed with a very good, content little baby. We had Nathaniel on the 17th of January, and we had a few deals going at the time and still do. So yeah, it's been interesting. Even with a good baby, it's a pretty grueling schedule, and you have pockets of time that you can allocate, and that's all you need. So I did emails and some little phone calls and text messages from the hospital. We had a few interesting days with him where he had to be looked after, but you know, so we're there for nearly a week. So at the time I was trying to get things through before he was born, but you know, things happen, and we were in the middle of a refinance and getting a loan to start a new construction on a subdivision, and that was all been happening while I was on maternity leave and then having the baby, and it's still going, actually.
So let's step back and you know, there's a lot there to kind of take in. One of the important things that I find young women like yourself who want to start a family is to gear up for it. I mean, what were you doing as a job? You were working for somebody else, weren't you?
Yeah, I was employed by a national franchise company, and my job entailed travelling interstate and actually as a business coach. So working with builders, so it's a good background to have for real estate as well. But travelling and doing that was a very hectic lifestyle, and trying to do real estate and investment with our couple of deals that were going was actually challenging in itself with the schedule that I had and trying to fit in a phone call or an email here and there. So that's what I was doing beforehand, and obviously I had to stop flying at a certain point in time, and so I think I stopped travelling interstate at about 6.5 months with that, but was still driving and obviously I'm coaching people and working full time, so that's what I come from.
So, you know, you had started, obviously before Nathaniel came along, and you started the educational process, so you were balancing a new family life, as in you just got married, so you were, you know, you're both on board with the real estate journey that you're on, and balancing you know, that newlyweds to doing real estate first of all. So that's the first stage of your growth, I suppose. And how did you manage, first of all, the communication around real estate and you know, still balancing time together and that isn't work related?
One of the best things is that Lee and I did the real estate study and everything together. So we made the trips to seminars and meetings and things part of our time, and it actually gave us focus time to talk about and get into that zone again on a regular basis for, you know, our goals and our dreams, and you get to re-motivated. So we treat it like a holiday, but also learning. We always got a lot of positive energy out of it because of the group and the community as well. So that was, we actually started doing everything. We were going to seminars every second weekend for a few months leading up to our wedding. So we're planning the wedding and stuff as well. So you do, if you've got a clear focus and a strong reason for doing things, you'll find how.
Didn't you plan the wedding date around my seminar dates?
No, actually, it was just it just worked well. But even now, we had our bucks, and because we in the August went to the one dayer, and then we were getting married in the end of December, the 29th between Christmas and New Year, and our bucks and hens had already been planned, and they actually worked in between the weekends that we were going to Sydney and Mel and Brisbane and stuff like that. So yeah, it actually all just fell in perfectly for us. We're very lucky to do that. So yeah.
Good. Okay, so you get the learning down pat first of all. And then I think one of the big things that I want to bring out as part of this talk is, if you're planning to have a family, it's important to get market ready for having a family. So things, you know, you want to get any assets that you have set up with redraw facilities and lines of credit on them, so that you've got plenty of buffer money to see you through whatever might happen. And also really to get into a deal and to have a deal set up so that, you know, when you fall pregnant, because it doesn't exactly work on clockwork, when you fall pregnant, you've got a deal planned, you've got the money set aside, you know what you've got to do, so that it can actually continue on when you've got time off, you know, having babies and learning how to handle being a mum and all those new things. And, you know, you're able then to juggle that with motherhood and everything else. So you did that, didn't you? You had some deals underway before Nathaniel came along.
Yeah. So we got market ready quickly before we got married, which was good. And then took us a little while to find the right deal for us. And they have been two deals, and they've been happening over the last 12 to 18 months because a couple of challenges with us getting pregnant to begin with, so doing all that at the same time. So we had those deals happening. So when I did go on maternity leave, we've had subdivisions and builds and selling and all that happening at the same time with joint venture partners. So it forced, I could have sat back and done nothing if I didn't have the deals, but because I had the deals going, I had to keep it going. So I had to deal with the loans and the brokers and the real estate agents and let them know what was happening and with, you know, having a baby. But at the same time, I had to just keep the ball rolling and, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I mean, I've obviously been in your shoes a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I find, and it's probably out of necessity for me, but I find that when you have a busy schedule, you find the time. You find the time to be a mum. You find the time to have your play with the baby. You find your time to make those phone calls. You just seem to be more organised. So how do you organise your time? I mean, I know he's only 3 months old, but even through pregnancy, you know, there's times when all you want to do is go and have a sleep.
Yeah, you do. I think, like Dipna said, the busier you are, the more organised you are. And with my job, I was always like that anyway. So even just, you know, thinking about meals in advance and freezing, doing batches of cooking and freezing and stuff, we did that already. So it was a good transition, but I get stuff that's not important, like I used to worry about clean house and everything being perfect. We've let go of a lot of stuff with a lot of personal development as well. So
you wait till you have a toddler. All that's going to go so far out the window, it's not funny.
So priorities change, and I think it happens naturally, but you also just got to let things go. So for myself, it's like it's a good day if I have a shower by 9 o'clock in the morning and all that stuff, because if I've, you know, I schedule things to make it happen, so I know roughly when he's in a good mood or when he's best in the morning. So I schedule a phone call with an agent, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning, or a 9:30 appointment at the bank or whatever. That's what I've been doing. Like I said, I'm blessed with a good baby, but you learn when's the best time to do things, and I do time blocks and weekly time blocks and schedules, and I try to do things.
What do you mean by a time block? Because people may not understand that.
Sorry, the business coach coming out of me. So I look at my week and things I have to do, and I lock those in, appointments or whatever it is, and then I say from 9 to 11 he usually sleeps, I go, right, that's my time for 2 hours to do some study or to make some phone calls, and I try to block stuff like that out. So also putting time for Lee and I, and weekends that we try to keep free, and actually have a bit of a plan to try and work to. So what I've found is, it makes sense, it's logic, that I try to get the business stuff done at the start of the week. So if I get it done, all well and good, you can relax a little bit more, have a bit more free time. But if it's the start of the week isn't good because he's having a grisly couple of days or whatever, I haven't...
Or teething.
Or teething, which we've already started. So that you've still got the rest of the week to kind of catch up. But, like, you know, eat the yucky veggies first, I always used to say when I was little. So, you know, get the stuff that has to be done that's important. And, look, we've got a really clear focus. And having a gorgeous little baby that you don't want to leave and go back to work, especially at interstate travelling job, gives you a lot of motivation to just keep going and keep plugging away at these things.
Because the thing with real estate, particularly the types of real estate that you're doing, which are like chunk deals and things like that, you know, they'll bring in chunks of money that set you up, and that's like a year's wage that gives you the ability to be able to stay home with baby Nathaniel as opposed to having to go back to a 9 to 5 and putting him into daycare.
Exactly. And if I get, you know, a bit frustrated or a bit I get frustrated easily because I want everything yesterday. But if I get frustrated or a bit down on things aren't happening or a bit negative, I just have to break it down, and my sister's doing this as well, the real estate as well, and we talked the other day. I just have to think, I just need to do one or two good deals a year, and that replaces my income. Or one half-decent deal a year, and that replaces. And I just have to remember that all the time. When I'm getting a bit frustrated because we're doing this, we're in, you know, that different population that no one else is really, not no one else, but a lot of other people aren't doing this, so you're already 10 steps ahead. And sometimes you just got to break it down to those simple things and the reasons why.
Mm. And every time you look at that gorgeous little face there, that's your reason why.
Absolutely. I don't want to leave him. So, and obviously we want to... I have another child, and I'm not getting any younger, so we don't want to wait too long for that either. So it's a very, very strong motivation. It always was for us. And so, yeah, it's a good reason why. So I look at him, and it just motivates me to want to stay home with him, and there's no way I want to go back to working for someone else. So we're doing everything we can.
So let's talk about that one deal a year. Can I ask what you are earning in your job?
Gross was just under 100.
Okay, so just under 100. So you can easily do that as one deal a year. You know, you can do more than that, obviously, and you know that. So to be able to have a deal ticking along, or two or three deals ticking along at varying stages, you know, popping out at, you know, varying stages, that's something that, you know, people out there dream about.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we break it down to, you know, let's just step back and look at the situation and what we know. The knowledge is there. It's really your motivation. And like I said, a lot of personal develop to believe that we can do it because the knowledge is there to do it. The deals are there. They're everywhere if you're looking for them. You just got to get off your bum and do it. So, yeah, $100,000 is easy to do, and we just got to break that down sometimes and come back to that.
You know, a lot of people put things off because, oh, I can't do it yet because, you know, my mum's sick, or I can't do it now because I've just got a new baby, or I can't do it now because. And the reality is that if they don't do something, then it's never going to be, a perfect time to do anything. So the more the sooner you can get out there and start doing some real estate deals and start the ball rolling, even if it's just getting market ready, even if it's just getting the knowledge base to make these things happen, you incorporate it around everything else that you do. And I think it's great. You know, you're a perfect example of everyday mums out there who can now afford to stay home and play with their baby, and you know, even if they only work that 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock when he sleeps a day, the rest of the time you've got with, you know, your new baby and your life and your new husband and all of that kind of stuff, that people really, that's just not even in their radar, and it's real estate that's been able to do that for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's also when we discovered the ability to do all this, and I had investment properties already that hadn't, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and learning what you can do was just just opened our eyes, and we had a whole new perspective of life going into our wedding that we knew we were going to have the life that we dreamed of and that we didn't even know that we dreamed of. So, you know, it's a speech walks and lattes, you know, for at the moment, which is great. And it just got
to, and deals on the side.
And deals on the side. So you just got to pinch yourself and you look at other people and go, wow, we're so lucky, and we know we're always going to be fine, and we're always going to have real estate, and I love it. I'm very passionate about, I've come from a building family, and having real estate since I was 19, so for me, I actually love the business of real estate, and yeah.
Let's talk about the switch, though, between real estate and I love real estate, mm-hmm. because a lot of people go out there and they buy a property and it's negatively geared. And that is not conducive to being able to have the kind of lifestyle that you've got, have a baby and stay at home and do other things. It is just so the wrong thing to do. But that's the majority of what's being sold out there. I mean, I don't sell real estate. I tell you what you should be buying, but not that stuff, because that's what traps you in your job. That's the sort of stuff that makes you put a month-old baby into full-time daycare for somebody else to look after and traps you in your job. So for you, there was a little bit of shifting around too with the types of properties and getting more into, you know, what we teach in I Love Real Estate as opposed to the traditional stuff out there.
Absolutely. I was fortunate that I had a good income because I had a need for, I've had good properties before and didn't keep them, and, you know, all the things that you learn. And but I've actually got one at the moment. I think it's a time that we can actually sell. It's negatively geared, and it costs us quite a few thousand dollars a year in negative cash flow. So it's, hang on, someone's looking at me, he's going to get cranky. So we've got one of those at the moment, and that was all, you know, pre-Dipner, to know that wasn't the right property to buy, but not even realising the equity that we had in our own home that got us able to get started, and we realised we were in quite a good position once we went through Dipner's education and training, and that's what I mean, our eyes just opened up and we saw the light at the end of the tunnel and didn't realise what we were sitting on. I did, in a sense, but not know what to do with it and where to go with it. So hopefully we can move this property that I've got on the market at the moment, because that is another step towards allowing me to not have to go back to work in December.
Yeah. That's the deadline, is it? December.
Yeah, December, early December.
Yeah, okay. So we got to get one of these deals over the line and finished and done, and another one in place by then.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it means. You know, when you're lining up the deals, you want them to be lined up so that, you know, you've got them finishing, so you've got that chunk of money. Because, you know, say $100,000, you know, to make $100,000 out of, I know, the type of deals that you're doing, you'll make that. And that's your next year's salary. Even if you only make 100, you know, that's your next year's salary. So if you can do 1.5 or 2 deals, well, you know, why would you go back to work?
Exactly.
Baby number 2 on the way. Are you ready for a little brother or sister, Nathaniel? Sister this time, okay. So time scheduling has got to be a big part of what you do, and balancing that off with, you know, your husband, your baby, your friends and all of that kind of stuff. You mentioned there before about setting a schedule. Now, when do you set your schedule? Let's get down to the nitty gritty. When do you set that? Do you set it with your hubby? What do you do?
I don't set it with my husband as much because he's at work. He leaves in the morning, doesn't get home till 6:30. But we do together schedule time that we block out, or we say this weekend we're not going visiting anyone, we're not going to accept any invitations to do anything, we're going to block it out for ourselves. So we, in that sense, we do. But for me, I think about it on the weekend before the next week, and I be doing the SAM now.
Which is the Success Accelerator program, yeah.
Sorry. Yes, the Success Accelerator program. We have to do monthly and weekly goal sheets. Now, I must admit, I haven't done weekly ones every week since Nate's been born. But scheduling that out on a monthly basis and then start on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Usually Sunday afternoon night is my time to reset for the coming week. Sorry. Yes, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Scheduling these sleep times isn't always the easiest thing to do either. So we set a schedule. rearrange the property types. And I guess this is the big thing when you're planning to have a baby. Something you want to do is make sure that you've structured your finances so that you can, which means, you know, perhaps even selling negatively geared investment properties or turning them into positively geared properties, having a few deals ready to go so that when you you do fall pregnant and you do have the baby and all of that sort of thing, that you've got deals that can tick along. Because this is not something that takes up 24 hours a day. It's not like a job, you know, where you work 8-9 hours a day for a set amount of money. This is something that you can potentially just throw together of an hour a day or 2 hours a day or a phone call here or there, and really maximize the services and abilities of other people, like lawyers, like town planners, like architects, like all of the, you know, the team that we talk about getting around you to make things happen. And also, I mean, with Brit, I remember sitting back, you know, a little while back before Nate was a reality, and talking to her about the types of strategies that were going to suit her and Lee, because you need to set the deals up so that they can be deals you can do when you've got a baby in arms. You know, the last thing you want to be doing, for example, is doing a full-on intensive renovation and living through hell while you've got a little baby. There's a lot of other strategies that are a whole lot easier to do than that type of deal with little kids. So the education around that is important as well, getting market ready, getting your finances. You know, you want to go and make sure that you've got your loans geared up as high as you can while you're both still working, so that you've got the facilities to redraw, to pay for a subdivision or to pay for a strata or to put the 20% down on a new build or whatever it might be that you're actually going to do while the babies are coming along. This little baby coming along doesn't even look like he's going to go to sleep. He's learning. That's exactly right. And, you know, through all of this, Britt, you've been able to still continue your education. You've completed mentoring programs. You've started another one. You're diligently there all the time doing your homework. I take my hat off to you with everything that you've got going on, but it must be pretty high on your priority that this ongoing, consistent education is very important.
Yeah, I've always been a big one for learning, and I think my personality is if I make a decision, I stick to it, so then you don't have to keep making the decision. Like I said, I'm a business coach, so you've got to practice what you preach as well. So being doing that, I hear myself say things to people and go, well, I've got to make sure I'm doing that too. So it's always a constant reminder. But I think if you, and I see other people go backwards and forwards with the decision making, even down to what am I going to do today, and if you just make the decision and stick to it, it's a hell of a lot easier and it takes a lot less energy. So I make a decision to do something, I do it wholeheartedly as best I can unless there's extreme circumstances. So I think that's a big thing in, I was going to say, being focused with your time as well, with your time management. If you're going to do a 9 to 11 couple hour block, plan it. As always, planning is part of your organisation. Plan it, make a cup of tea, sit down and just do it. Don't get distracted, because I used to look around and I knew if I started cleaning or putting a load of washing on or something like that, that I was distracting myself, I was procrastinating. So, you know, for me, sometimes making a phone call, which I'm not quite sure what I need to ask or talk, I haven't spoken to the person before, that's the thing I'll put off. So I'll do that first. I'm you know, learning to do that first, or writing an email, or, you know, sitting down and doing, you know, some numbers that I'm not quite sure about, but getting it started and then flicking it to someone who knows how to do them, or the accountant or whatever it is. But doing the things that are probably a bit more scary for me, or more worried about, doing those first, but just sitting down and doing it. If you're going to, you know, time block things, or you've got half an hour, or there's the phone call you're worried about doing, just do it and get it out of the way. And it's amazing. Sorry, I was just going to say, part of the with phones, with emails and banking apps and stuff on phones now, what you can do when you're feeding your child is quite productive. The TV doesn't go on at all during the day. TV is just non-existent. We have a bit of nice music in the background, and without keeping electronics around him too much, but, you know, an email here and there, a phone call if he's quiet. But yeah, and banking with the apps, you know, it's a lot of things you can do when you're sitting down
and thinking.
Yep, planning, thinking, getting yourself motivated, Yeah, looking at him and going, okay, so where am I at? What do I need to do? Yep. When he goes to sleep, I'm going to do this, this and this. Yep. So, yeah.
So I hope that's been an encouragement to all the mums and potential mums out there who want to combine real estate with the family, because it really does mean that you don't have to put that little tiny baby into full-time daycare quite as soon as you perhaps would have had to otherwise, or not at all, because it's a great thing to be able to do as part of a family unit. And I think it's the thing that can really rebuild Australia and allows mums to be able to have babies and to bring up families and have little gorgeous Nate here, who has been probably listening to my voice
for a very long time. lots of podcasts, lots of webinars, lots of seminars through the tummy. And before and after, and yeah, he knows Dipna's voice very, very well.
And now he's at a seminar learning some more.
Yeah, and he's been at, he's every month since he's been born, he's been at the SAM Accelerator Mastermind monthly evenings, except for one. Sorry, we left him and then we got in trouble because we didn't bring him. So he's taken it all in. It's why he's probably wide-eyed and everything. I just wanted to add as well, a big thing I had to learn with doing everything was asking for help. Good. And allowing other people to do things for you, and like I said, letting things go, but actually asking for help and delegating certain tasks as well. So that was a big thing, and looking after yourself first. So if I'm tired, if I'm not eating right or drink, I'm not hydrated or going for my walks and looking after myself, with everything else just gets too hard. So I think keeping yourself in that positive mind frame, I meditate, I do yoga and all these good things for you, beach walks, but looking after yourself to a point so you can be energetic and positive and have the motivation to do what you need to do. I think I just want to add that, because I've seen other people that obviously I've got a good baby who sleeps pretty well, but you've got to look after yourself first, because otherwise everything else kind of is too hard. It falls apart a little bit. Yeah, it does.
Well, guys, I think Nate's had enough for this little session. So thank you so much for listening. And as I say, I do hope that's an amazing inspiration. Britt is an amazing, inspiring lady out there who's helping a lot of the other students as well. And she's out there doing it. She's making it happen and getting those deals underway so that she doesn't have to go back to work in December. And there'll be another little baby on the way maybe next year. Okay, guys, talk to you again soon. I know it's a little bit different, this one, but it's a message I really wanted to get across. So talk to you again soon. I'll see you on iloverealestate.tv very, very soon. Bye for now.